He's gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena and the WPIO Wrestling Team Tournament. In conjunction with the NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the AAA third place match featuring number 3 Thomas Jefferson and number 5 Norwin. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, Dacia Skolnekovich, directing here at Peters Township, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Our coverage of the WPIO AAA Team Tournament Final Four brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. We certainly appreciate them making this happen. In the semifinals, Connellsville, a 40-18 win over Norwin, a match that wrapped up just minutes ago. And Franklin Regional edged Thomas Jefferson 37-36. TJ led 24-4 before Franklin Regional rattled off 6 straight bonus point wins to take a 37-24 lead. TJ won the last 2 bouts, foul and a forfeit, but came up a point short. So it'll be Connellsville and Franklin Regional for the WPIO Championship. Our third place match will feature Thomas Jefferson and Norwin, two teams who made their first ever appearances in WPIL semifinals. So Connellsville and Franklin Regional have clinched their PIAA team tournament spots. Only the winner of the TJ Norwin match will qualify for the state team tournament. That action begins on Tuesday at sites across the state. And as we get opportunity, we'll share more of how that all works. This match and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and Flow Wrestling. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL, NFHS Network, Flow Wrestling, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. And we are going to roll right into it. We're going to get started at 189 pounds. The Jags, their hammer run kind of got broken up, and they never did really get the kind of momentum from their real strength that we saw that propelled them to this position. Now we're going to see if they can survive that, because their biggest strength is going to be at the end of the night. Riley Schaefer for Norwin, Zach LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson, and we are underway at 189. Those of you watching on NFHS and Flow, the full black, or mostly almost all black singlet without the gold on the back, that is Thomas Jefferson, and Norwin with the gold on the back. Nice front tie-up work by LeBrier trying to get Schaefer under control. Those two end up clear out of bounds. First period is just 1 minute in this third place matchup. Traditional consolation timing rules. First period about to disappear. LeBrier took a peek over the left shoulder, tries a 2-on-1 and step in front. Can't get anything. Second period on WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Zach LeBrier starts the second period on the bottom and immediately comes out for a reversal. Get the Bouts first points now. Trying to work a tie on the arms. Schaefer trying to fight a way to get his left arm free, but now LeBrier cradles that up. Steps out in front trying to get enough leverage. Loses the hold on the cradle. Back to the tight waist, now to the spiral ride. Hooks up underneath that left shoulder, grabs that forearm once again. LeBrier drops down around one leg, trips the other one out, and takes Schaefer back into the mat. Seconds to go, second period, potentially dangerous situation. LeBrier folding that left arm awkwardly. And referee Joe McCara calls for the stop. Tony Clark assisting on this match. Stand-up attempt by Schaefer. LeBrier is going to cut him free with 45 seconds to go in this second period. Wrestlers will work neutral. 2-1 lead. And again, board has not gotten the point. There we go. Ankle pick by Schaefer, and LeBrier quickly turns and jumps, and there is no takedown. Both officials concur on that. Was one leg under control by Schaefer, but LeBrier able to spin quickly and out of it. Now walks into a double of his own. Reach across the back. Does Schaefer. LeBrier is kneeling on Schaefer's right calf. Grabs that. Now a funk roll attempt by Schaefer. Final seconds of the period, and Schaefer going to hang on there and avoid giving up a takedown. 2-1 LeBrier leads after two periods. Third period on WJPA Sports Network, and we come right back.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Third period underway with Riley Schaefer on the bottom. But not for long. His escape, 25 seconds in, ties the bout at two apiece. Second time Schaefer's been able to get an escape. LeBrier's points from a reversal. LeBrier keeps a foot in bounds, gets the takedown with an arm around the waist and controlling the other arms. Somebody on the Norwood bench must have said something to LeBrier, who just head snaps back around and he just kind of stares at that direction. That takedown gives LeBrier a 5-2 lead with a minute, now 15 seconds remaining in the third. 2-on-1 tilt attempt. LeBrier tried to go across his own back but couldn't bring Schaefer with him. Wrestling right in the middle of the mat, right in the middle of the third period. 5-2 lead for Zach LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson. Schaefer, a sophomore at Norwin. LeBrier, a junior for TJ. WPIL championship on the line on mat one. And the here on mat two, a berth in the state team tournament on the line. Schaefer trying to find his way free underneath against LeBrier. LeBrier just trying to find a way to get some more out of this, but Now running out of time. 20 seconds remaining. A three-point lead for LeBrier. He's going to sneak a peek over at the clock. And at this point, you end up into protect mode. At least that's what my brain tells me. You have the lead, and you've dominated by riding here. Don't end up trying to get something that you can't get enough of. And Zach LeBrier with a 5-2 win. Thomas Jefferson takes a 3-0 lead. We get a 2:15 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to 215 pounds, Trent Miller for Thomas Jefferson, Santino Brasco for Norwin. Kyle Martin, the head coach of the Norwin Knights, now 14-2 on the season. Norwin had won 12 straight before losing to Franklin Regional, 28-19 back on January 22nd, a week and a half ago. And then lost this afternoon against Connellsville in the WPIL semifinals. Thomas Jefferson came into this tournament, today's action, with 12 consecutive dual meet wins, 12-0 on the year, but suffers their first loss and now going to try to recover from that and take third place. Brasco and Miller over near the edge of the mat, but as long as one still has a point of contact inbounds, it's wrestle on. Final seconds of the first period wind off the clock, scoreless after 1 second period when we come right back.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Start the second period on the bottom, does Trent Miller in a scoreless match. Miller got to on the way up, driven to the boundary by Brasco. Norwin coming into the day had only four wrestlers with 15 or more wins. Two of them ranked. Colton Klippa at 114 pounds is ranked four. Of course, Landon Seiden, returning PIAA champion, is unbeaten. And he's going to be up right around the middle of this dual meet, 121 pounds. The TJ has nine wrestlers with 15 or more. And six of them in the upper weight classes. LeBrier was one. Shep Turk coming up is two, but then the rest, 52, 60, and 72, and 89. And a minute to go, second period, 1-0 lead for Trent Miller with his escape about 25 seconds ago. He and Brasco went scoreless through the first, neither able to get a takedown. Now they're grinding forehead to forehead. Both have tightly cropped hair. It's not buzz cut, but certainly not a lot of length to it. You grind that on your opponent's forehead for a while. Be like sandpaper. Sebastian Somerville, Shep Turk waiting to wrestle at 285, and then we'll move into really the youngest part of the TJ lineup and one of the strengths of the Norwin Knights. Jags with that strong finish available, but you got to get there to where it matters. And that's what happened in the semifinal. They got off to a good start, but couldn't close the deal. Go to the third period. 1-0 lead for Trent Miller of TJ over Brasco of Franklin Regional when we come right back. That's what power.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Brasco chooses bottom for the third, stood up once, a leg lace by Miller, potentially dangerous. They get a restart, stand up again, and Brasco able to peel the hands, and Miller lets it 10 seconds in, and we are tied at one. One thing that we have not had yet today on mat number two, the 2-3 semifinal mat and the third place bout mat, we have not had an overtime yet today. We haven't had a whole lot of bouts go the distance, to be honest. We didn't have a single one go the distance, I don't think, in the semifinal with all those bonus points stacked up. I think everything ended early, but we did have a major decision, so we did get to the distance. But we have not had an overtime bout yet. Miller of TJ, Brasco of Norwin, just kind of leaning on each other. Interesting, the Norwin fans over there up out of the seats. And now we do get a stalling call against Miller. That's what they were looking for, but that looked like this Brasco shoving into Miller, and Miller's trying to shove back. I guess you're just supposed to let the guy run over you or something, but I don't understand that. Now Miller just drops to his knees for some reason and gives up a takedown. Santino Brasco with the takedown with about 25 seconds to go in this period. Third period, going to take a 4-1 lead. Miller to his feet. It's 4-2. And now it'll be Brasco doing the circle thing. Miller going to come after him. Comes right across. Brasco backs away, and that stall call, that's stalling. And this one comes with just 4 seconds to go. Miller comes, Brasco avoids him long enough, and the bout will come to an end. Santino Brasco, a 4-2 winner over Trent Miller, ties the dual meet at 3 apiece. We get a 285 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
We go to the big guys, and I mean big, and quickly right across the circle, Shep Turk with an underhook and lost the arm on the way through, but Sebastian Somerville stumbled forward and goes chest down, and Shep Turk jumps right on top and now trying to reach across to grab the leg and the head and just flip Somerville back over to an exposure area. Turk just working between the legs and grabbing at the near arm. Now gives up on the leg, kept that arm, but Somerville able to get belly down and avoid giving up near falls. But now Turk going to run the head, just pulling on an arm. Somerville sticks a leg out front to block that drive. Turk folds a knee up onto the hip, folds a heel up onto the hip, got to get off of that within a reasonable period of time, and going to get to the end of the first 3-0 Shep Turk of Thomas Jefferson. We go to the second period in just a moment.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Escape for Turk. Takedown Turk. He does not waste any time at all at the start of periods. Less than 10 seconds into the first, got a takedown here. Escape takedown in the first 12 seconds. And leads now 7-0. Turk ties up Somerville's left leg, but now gets off of that. Trying to find a way to turn Somerville over and put 6 points on the team board. Somerville flat to the mat in the center. He's trying to find a way to keep his arms free. Turk folds an arm to the back, trying to pin it there, and then pull Somerville back to that side where he has no defense. Turk just missed that opportunity and had lost the hand. And now Somerville gets an arm caught in a bar, and Turk just trying to pull on it. Somerville stretches his left arm up close to his head. Turk back to the right side, fold the arm on the back, and I think this time he's just going to try to turn Somerville over, just shove him over that way and take the arm with him. Tuck the head out of the way, load up almost into a half here. And now Somerville up perpendicular, and over he goes. Shep Turk, chest-to-chest pressure. Somerville kicking wildly, can't get free. 2:40, the time of the fall for Shep Turk. Thomas Jefferson, 9. Norwin, 3. 107 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Congratulations to Shep Turk, presented with a banner celebrating his 100th career victory following that pin against Sebastian Somerville in the WPIL third place match. Zach Rehak to the mat for 107 to take on Luca Batera. Rehak ranked fourth in the weight class. Batera on the Post-Gazette watch list. Rehak, the better of that. Takedown here 25 seconds in. Zach Rehak with a 3-0 lead. TJ up 9-3. And we mentioned this area of their lineup is very, very young. Rehak, just a sophomore, but we're going to get a blood stoppage. Following the match, we'll recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We want to say thank you for the work of the WPIL Wrestling Committee. The dual meet part of the season for the district committee comes to an end here today with the presentation of medals and championships, but then their individual ranking work is a couple of weeks away. Girls WPIL tournament on February 15th. That is also boys section day. The following week will be boys WPIL wrestling tournament action. Following that, both have regionals. Something new in AAA this year. We'll be having to come out of the WPIL tournament and go to regionals before advancing to the PIAA championships the first weekend in March at the Giant Center. Team tournament finals, the championship part of the bracket is not at the Giant Center this year. In fact, it will be held at Altoona, which for Western PA, whole lot closer and easier to make that trip, but only the final eight in each class make the trip, not 16 like has been the case, and that's why the change in the bracketing and schedule come Tuesday. Normally, preliminary roundabouts are four in each weight class. Those would be wrestled Monday, And those winners would plug into that round of 16 at the at Hershey on Thursday when the team tournament traditionally got started at one site. But now it's going to be preliminaries and first-round matches at the sites across the state. And then only those winners, the top eight, go to Altoona for quarterfinals on Friday late afternoon for AA, early evening for AAA. Rehack up 3-0 after one. With the second period underway, Rehack chooses bottom, and he is right in on a leg and a reversal, and that took less than 10 seconds. Now an escape for Luca Batera. Count now 5-1 in favor of Zach Rehack. Batera, a junior for Norwin, and head coach Kyle Martin. Out to the side, trying to get a cradle, but abandoning that, Zach Rehack going to settle just for the takedown and builds that margin now to 8-1. Just over a minute remaining in this second period. Zach Rehack riding and leading. Only the winner of this bout, or this dual meet, advances to the team tournament. Loser will be able to shift gears into concentrating on individual tournament progression starting a couple of weeks from now. WPIL finalists Connellsville and Franklin Regional have both already qualified for the AAA PIAA tournament. 30 seconds to go in our second. We're going to get a blood stoppage once again. And going to deal with the nosebleed of Luca Batera. Referee Tony Clark and Joe McCara officiating this bout for the PIAA. We are just a little over a month away from the end of the PIAA Wrestling Individual Championship Series. That's hard to believe that we have gone to this point through the winter. So we had a little more winter this year than we've had over the past several years. A lot colder for longer periods of time. A lot more shoveling events happening this winter than we've had for a couple of years. And here we are on the final day of WPIL Team Tournament Dual Meet Wrestling. And soon we'll be shifting gears into 4 and 6 mats at a time in section, WPIL region, and state competition. Escape given to Batera by Rehack, and Rehack right in on the legs, going to get another takedown, and he'll build the margin now to 11-2 late in this second period. Gutsy move there by Rehack to give that one away, and then came back very quickly to get the takedown, got three more. And we'll have this 11-2 lead, riding with a forearm to the back of the head and neck of Batera. And we'll go 11-2 through 2, go to the third period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Luca Batera chose bottom to start the third. Zach Rehack gave him an escape without ever getting into referee's position. 11-3 the count. Activity by Rehack. Lack of thereof by Batera. Stalling call against Batera. And when the two went out of bounds, we'll head back to the middle. 1:20 to go and another blood stoppage. Luca Batera lost a cotton plug out of the nostril. clean up on Matt Two, as well as on Luca Batera. I mentioned this in the opening and in the closing, but I want to say thanks to Dacia Skolnekovich and to Jacob Knisner. They are stuck in a world of silence. They don't get microphones. They don't have the opportunity to speak or say anything, but right beside us, either here or in our downtown Washington studios, making sure that our work gets communicated so that those of you listening on WJPA AM in Washington, online at WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, watching and listening on NFHS or on Flow Wrestling, get to hear all that. And Kyle from Flow scrambling in our opening match. We got word that we had a big old hum on the feed from here to the camera setup, and Kyle took care of that. Back into action now, and a takedown is picked up by Rehak. He's now up 14-3. Both guys shoot at the same time. Batera maybe a little better control-wise there because he got hands on a leg, but Rehak up on top of him, grabs an ankle, trying to spin to the side, and is going to get the takedown. That will make it 17-4. And Rehak trying to step away and give Batera an escape. And escape has not been awarded yet, and that's a mistake by Zach Rehak. You got to get clear and give it up. It's 17-4 with 30 seconds, and they go out of bounds, and they're going to do it in the exact same way. Rehak now on the restart is going to grant the escape. So 26 seconds remaining. 17-4 the count. Rehak comes across, tries a little short drag. Batera, an opportunity to waste some time, took a shot, got blocked at that. 15 seconds remaining. Rehak trying to pull Batera with him out of bounds. Not going to work there. 10 seconds to go. Rehak taking a shot. Batera able to really block and stall out here. And the period's going to end. Saving a team point is Zach Rehak, 17-5. Major decision for Rehak. Thomas Jefferson, 14. Norwin, 3. We got a 1-14. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Robert Cordova for Thomas Jefferson. Colton Klippa for Norwin take the mat. This is the 114-pound bout. Remember that bout point saved by Luca Batera, and really mistake by Zach Rehak. Not getting, yeah, there was no contact anymore, but he jumped right back in, and referee Tony Clark did not rush to give the escape, and it never did happen until they had gone out of bounds and came back for the restart. Cordova, you know, worked to a front tie-up, but we're going to get to a stalemate. Dual meet started at 189, four bouts complete in the books. And we're at the end of the first period. Cordova and Klippa scoreless. We'll go to the second period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Colton Klippa chooses bottom to start the second period. Caution for a false start to Cordova, and then all of a sudden Klippa dumps him over the top, packages him up in a cradle, and Cordova trying to keep the right shoulder blade off the mat. And now Klippa reloads this and gets the fall in a minute and 32 seconds. 1:32 the time of the fall. Thomas Jefferson, 14. Norwin, 9. We get a 1:21 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Dominic Costa for Thomas Jefferson, Nathan Goulibon to the mat at 1:21, bout number 6 in the dual meet. 5-point Thomas Jefferson lead. Drag attempt by Goulibon. Costa dumped to his hips, trying to get his knees back under, out from underneath the chest of Goulibon, and Goulibon will not allow that to happen. And the takedown comes 30 seconds into our first period. 1 minute first periods here in the third place match. Costa just a freshman. Goulibon likewise. Goulibon to the 2-on-1 tilt attempt to roll all the way across. Mostly out of bounds. This would have been stopped years ago on the old inbounds, out-of-bounds rules. Goulibon is going to get two swipes and a two-point near fall. 5-0 lead Goulibon after one period. Franklin Regional leading Connellsville 12-3. I believe that's after four matches. Wrestlers will work neutral here to begin the second period. Costa trying to get to the legs, but unable to get there. Swipe at an ankle again by Costa, but comes up empty. Goulibon, quick shot at a knee. Cat quick, just scoot right after that. Costa trying to hook up underneath as long as he can, but eventually has to turn over and give it up. That takedown makes it an 8-0 lead. One of the Knights. Good work there by Colton Klippa in the previous match to get the 16 points. Boy, we're going to get a nosebleed. And indeed we are going to get another stoppage for a nosebleed. I'll tell you what, the sport did a really nice job for a number of years once we started into maintaining and regulating weight reduction, hydration, those kind of things. Once we got into that, we got rid of nosebleeds for the most part. Though I have to tell you, I've seen the most stoppages for nosebleeds today that I've seen this entire year. But kudos to the sports medicine folks, both in the private sector and also in the PIAA, NFHS, working with that weight reduction plan, the hydration standards, and all of that stuff to try to reduce that issue. Caution for a false start now to Goulibon. Beat the whistle. Caution for false start for Goulibon. Second time. And now we get a clean start. Next one will be a penalty point. Costa tried to get to his feet. Goulibon would not allow that. 8-0 lead for Nathan Goulibon. Got a little sloppy. Costa just not quick enough to take advantage of that little slip by Goulibon. Now Goulibon trying to go back to the 2-on-1 tilt. Got a couple of swipes in the first period. Just stronger stacks Costa up perpendicular, but couldn't get out from underneath the upper body there to get the shoulders exposed. So no back points. And now forearm by Gulabuan. Back to that two-on-one tilt. Cross his own back. Can't get any more back counts here. 40 seconds to go in this second period. Gulabuan does it again. Costa goes all the way across. And Gulabuan just trying to stop him there, but can't do it. Costa now in trouble because Gulabuan trying to run a bar. That arm came up around the head, but then the bar lost. So no stoppage for potentially dangerous. Tight waist by Gulabuan. Goes back to packaging that left arm up again. 10 seconds remaining in the second. And this time on the two-on-one tilt, shoulders are exposed. Costa is going to give up two near fall points. And a 10-0 lead for Gulabuan. Keep it here to our third period. And the choice is going to be Gulabuan on the bottom, leading 10-0. Costa on the left side starts on top there, loads up with a big crossface, trying to drive Gulabuan's head down to that left knee, but Gulabuan puts the head down there for him. Costa pops the cradle in. Can he turn Gulabuan over with it? Gulabuan with a 10-0 lead sticks the right leg back to block any drive. Costa still trying to get out front enough to plant a foot and shove Gulabuan back over. That has not worked as of yet. Costa, you can see those of you watching on NFHS and Flow Wrestling, tried to plant a foot and Gulabuan able to break the cradle. Never looked close to going over. Costa with a leg in. He trails 10-0. 1:10 to go in the third period. Costa got his leg caught and couldn't brace himself, and Gulabuan reverses him to make it 12-0. And now if Gulabuan works a near fall situation, he's going to want to get it all, because if it goes to three swipes, it's going to end the bout. Gulabuan waist ties up, has that 2-on-1 tilt set up. Costa goes all the way across again, trying to keep going, and will get over to his knees. Stalling call on Costa. 20 seconds remain. Gulabuan still trying to work this tilt. It's now Costa with an opportunity to save a team point. Boy, they rule both out of bounds, and that is, did not toss it, picked his hand up, but right at the edge. Referee Tony Clark not wanting both guys to just milk the clock over on that far side, but I think Costa wants to milk it. 2-on-1 tilt. Costa goes all the way across, and he's going to save a team point. So good for the goose, good for the gander. Major decision. Nathan Gulabuan, a 12-0 shutout. Score now, Thomas Jefferson 14, Norwin 13. We got about number 7, 127 pounds, when we come right back.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Thomas Jefferson sends out Ethan Kett. Brooks Blasco presents, and Blasco around a leg and the head gets an early takedown. Landon Seiden going to bump up to 133 pounds. Half Nelson in by Blasco. Now gets off the body and just drives the head out of the way. The left shoulder just somehow up off the mat. Brooks Blasco trying to end it here in the first period. And the fall comes. 44 seconds for Blasco. And Norwin has roared in front to take the lead. It's Norwin 19, Thomas Jefferson 14. We'll go to 133 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. Some confusion at the scorer's table on the check-in, and it will be Jake LeBrier. LeBrier landing Seiden, a returning PIAA champion, and Seiden quickly with a takedown. Tight waist in by Seiden, looking up for a half Nelson near side. Seiden looking for LeBrier to raise up. Boy, there we have that leg tie up, and right away we get a nosebleed. This is, well, it's not a nosebleed. I believe it's maybe a finger bleeding. I don't think this is nose. And now it's actually not blood time. It's going to be an injury time. At least that's what the scoreboard clock indicates. They are running, in fact, running the injury clock, and something with Landon Seiden's right hand. Thomas Jefferson head coach Michael Laddick chatting with referee Joe McCara. Athletic trainers with that tape, getting Seiden's right hand taped up. Quickly got that takedown, but returning state champion with the injury clock running down to about 30 seconds. Coaches checking, athletic trainer still checking, and try to get one more piece of tape on, but you got to hurry. We're going to run this all the way around. 15 seconds remaining. When you don't want to use it all, because if something would happen and you have to stop again, you lose the match. Seiden says he's ready to go. 30 seconds to go here in the first. Landon Seiden of Norwin with the 3-0 lead. Ties up a leg. Arm tied up. Now the wrist trapped underneath. And boy, we see the Knights go to this 2-on-1 tilt, roll across their own back many times here this afternoon so far. We're only 7 bouts in, but Seiden loses that hold on the wrist, and we're going to end the first period. Landon Seiden with a 3-0 lead. Second period on the WJPA Sports Network here on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Landon Seiden started the second period on the bottom, quickly out for a reversal, and then able to turn Jacob LeBrier underneath. 1:22, the time of the fall. Norwin, 4 straight victories. This is eerily reminiscent of the semifinal match between Thomas Jefferson and Franklin Regional. TJ won 3 of the first 4 bouts, but Norwin has stormed back to win 4 in a row, 3 by fall. We go to 139 pounds. Cameron Timko for Thomas Jefferson. and Nathan Klingensmith for Norwin. Klingensmith 16-10 on the Post-Gazette watch list, and Klingensmith right to a cradle. Turns Timko over once, tried to stick him there but could not. Trying to reload on this, and Timko went up for a moment, but not to stay, at least not yet. 25 seconds in. Team score on the board says 25-13. I have 25, and I'm going to correct mine. It is 25-13. My apologies. And I've been wrong on that the whole time since the major decision by Rehak. It looks like Cameron Timko has a chance to survive this first period. He's going to give up another couple of swipes. Two back counts, takedown, and two near falls. 5-0 Nathan Klingensmith after one. And now it's a Thomas Jefferson wrestler with a blood clock running. This has been a bloody match. Appreciate the help of the WPIO Wrestling Committee today, as well as throughout the year. And, of course, our thanks to the executive staff at the WPIL. Vince Sortino, Chief Operating Officer, here today. Also, Ethan Woy. Ready to go to the second period. 5-0 lead for Nathan Klingensmith. Thomas Jefferson in a 25-13 hole. And the danger is that the mountain gets too big to be able to climb up out of. Seconds gone in this second. Stalemate called. Neither wrestler really in a position where they were going to be able to advance. Timko took a shot maybe before the whistle. Got away with it but didn't get in on anything. And Klingensmith with an easy takedown to go up now 8-0. Where the Jags are good, they are really, really good. At this level of competition, where they aren't nearly as strong. Tilt again, Klingensmith to the two-on-one. This is a move we have seen the Knights use over and over here this afternoon. This near fall is going to be 4 to make it 12-0. And one more of those moves will end this bout. And that is part of that scoring change. 3 for the takedown and near falls, 2 for 2 swipes, 3 for 3, and 4 for 4. You don't even have to get there for a full 5 seconds anymore. And you get the 4 points for 4 swipes. And things happen a lot quicker in that regard. And there we go. Near fall sweep. Swipes going on. There's enough. There's 4 near falls. We'll end about at 16-0. 2:47 the time of the Tech fall, and it's now Norwin 30, Thomas Jefferson 13 with 4 bouts to go. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Gage Mamie for Norwin. Colby Engel for Thomas Jefferson. It's a 17-point lead for Norwin. Thomas Jefferson in a situation now where they have to win out. If they lose any bout, they would not have enough points left to be able to make it up. And Gage Mamie going to get a takedown. He pops his head out. Looked like he wanted to get a cradle. He and Engel find their way to the boundary. Well, you talk about flip of the disc, luck of the draw, where things get started. Thomas Jefferson is never, unless something happens here from Engel, TJ is never going to get to the hammer section of their lineup when you could get some momentum going. When, in some regards, got to be a helpless feeling for Maddox, Shaw, Braden White, Bodie Marlowe. They're going to finish this dual meet, but unless Colby Engel finds a way to get a win here, whatever they do isn't going to matter. It will be personal numbers only. End of one, 3-0 lead for Mamie. Second period at 1:45. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Gage Mamie turns Colby Engel, gets a reversal, and gets the fall to clinch the dual meet. The fall comes at 2 minutes and 19 seconds for Mamie. Started that second period on the bottom and came out quickly, got the reversal, and wins it by fall. 36-13, Norwin with the lead. We go to 152 pounds. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maddox Shaw for Thomas Jefferson. Jack White for Norwin. Shaw very quickly in on a takedown. Gonna cut White loose for an escape. White trying to grab a leg. Shaw works a front tie up against that. Trying to spin, gets around behind, gets a relatively easy looking takedown to go up 6-1. 30 seconds remaining. Gonna pull the left arm all the way across the chest and then grab at the chin and try to just dump White over that direction. Shaw now switches, goes to the right arm, pulls that across the chest and trying to muscle the right leg of White up near the head. And run out of time here in the first. Shaw takes a peek at the clock and he looked like he wanted to set up and go across his own back. He will. He's going to get a couple of swipes and gets the fall, actually. Maddox Shaw looked at the clock and said, there's time. 59 seconds, the time of the fall for Shaw. Norwin 36, Thomas Jefferson 19. We go to 160 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Braden White for Thomas Jefferson. Nicholas Pushkar for Norwin. White in on a leg attempt. Pushkar fights that off, and White comes out the back door and gets the takedown just 13 seconds in. In 1 minute first periods here in the third place matchup, Norwin has the dual meet in hand at 36-19 with this bout and one more to go. Pushkar gets free, and White just muscles him into the mat for another takedown to go up 6-1. White with a leg on the right side. Well, didn't actually have that in, just had the calf hooked there. Braden White sneaks a peek. This is about the time that Maddox Shaw loaded it up, rolled the cradle over, and pinned Jack White. But a late burst there by White. Looked like he might be thinking about a couple of quick, cheap swipes, but nothing happening there. 6-1 after one. The choice for Pushkar is neutral to start the second. Norwin with six consecutive wins, all with bonus points, a major, a tech fall, and four pins to take control of the duel. Same thing happened to the Jags in the semifinals. It built a 20-point lead and seven straight wins for Franklin Regional. Franklin Regional leading Connellsville 19-9. They're at 133 pounds. A 10-point lead with six bouts to go. Takedown early in the second for White. He's now up 9-1. Packaging the arm roll across the chest and sticking Pushkar to his back. And both shoulders down. The fall comes at 152 for White. 36-25. Norwin leads Thomas Jefferson. We go to 172 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Tyler Gogenauer presents for Norwin, Bodie Marlowe for Thomas Jefferson. Marlowe gets after it and gets the takedown here. Gogenauer looked like he was just going to try to scramble away and did not. Pulled toward Marlowe, and Marlowe gets another takedown, gives up another escape. 6-2, 30 seconds into this first period. Gogenauer on his knees. Now is three takedowns, three escapes. And make it 4-4. This is just Bodie Marlowe. Picks a leg, gets another takedown, and he'll hang on here through the end of the first. Five takedowns in the first period for Bodie Marlowe. 15-4 after one period. We'll keep it here. And we go to the second, going to wrestle neutral. Marlowe has just been a tactician in the neutral position. He got Gofnauer to reach and couldn't find anything. And now Marlowe around behind for the takedown, make it 18-4. The escape makes it 18-5, and one more of those will end the bout. Marlowe snapped down. He didn't want something cheap, and now he's just going to take it. The bout will end. Seven takedowns for Bodie Marlowe. Technical fall, 21-5. It took a minute and 31 seconds, and that will set the final in the dual meet. Norwin, 36. Thomas Jefferson, 30. We'll recap it for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114, Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thomas Jefferson won three of the first four and the final three bouts. That sounds almost exactly like what happened in the dual meet earlier today. Now they won four of five and the last two in the semifinal, but both times they come up short. Shy 1 point in the semifinals and 6 points behind here in the third place match, and the dual meet season for Thomas Jefferson comes to an end. Let's get you a recap. We started at 189 pounds. Zach LeBrier for TJ, a 5-2 winner over Riley Schaefer. Thomas Jefferson took a 3-0 lead. Norwin tied it, and Santino Brasco gutted out a 4-2 win over Trent Miller. Most of that scoring in that third period. Brasco with an escape and a takedown. To get his 4 points all in that third to tie the dual meet at three apiece. TJ would win the next two, a pin for Shep Turk at 285 pounds against Sebastian Somerville. Fall early in the second period, 240 the time. That was Shep Turk's 100th career victory. And follow it up, Zach Rehack with a major decision over Luca Batera, 17-5. Brought the team score to 13-3, Thomas Jefferson. But then six straight wins for the Norwin Knights. Four pins, a major decision, and a technical fall. Here's how it happened. Colton Klippa scoreless to the second period with Robert Cordova. Quick reversal and the fall 32 seconds in. Time of the fall 1:32 for Klippa. Brought the team score to within 13-9. Nathan Goulibon with a major decision against Dominic Costa. 12-0 tied the dual meet at 13 apiece. Brooks Blasco with a takedown 10 seconds in and 30 seconds later pinned Ethan Kett at 127 pounds. That fall in 44 seconds gave Norwin a lead they would never give up, 19-13. Go on to 1:32, returning state champion Landon Seiden after a hand injury took up about almost all of the 90 seconds of injury time, getting the hand taped up and ran back out. Reversal 2 seconds into the second, and 20 seconds later, he had Jacob LeBrier on his back to stay. 1:22 the time of the fall. Landon Seiden gave Norwin a 25-13 lead that would go to 30-13. Nathan Klingensmith, a technical fall over Cameron Timko. The score 16-0, the time 2:47. And then the dual meet sealed by Gage Namey, pinning Colby Engel 19 seconds into the second. Another situation where the Norwin wrestler, Namey in this case, was on the bottom to start the second. Quick reversal, and 19 seconds after the period started, the match was over. Mamie's fall gave Norwin a 36-13 lead and clinched the dual meet. Thomas Jefferson getting the hammer time, but too little too late. Maddox Shaw, first period pin against Jack White, 59 seconds. Braden White, second period pin against Nicholas Pushkar, 1:52 the time. And then a technical fall for Bodie Marlowe in a minute and 31 seconds, 21-5 the final score as Jags win the last three bouts, getting bonus points, 2 sixes and a five, but to come up 36-30 short. The dual meet had already been clinched. Take a look at the team tournament brackets, both WPIO and state, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Franklin Regional up 22-9 on the team board. They are wrestling now at, I believe, 133 pounds, thereabouts. And Franklin Regional with that 13-point lead in the championship match. And that's going to determine where Norwin goes to open the PIAA tournament. Let's check this for you. Connellsville beat Norwin to get to the championship match 40-18. Franklin Regional a 37-36 win against Thomas Jefferson. And then Norwin wins the third place match 36-30, advancing to the state team tournament and eliminating Thomas Jefferson from that path. Both Connellsville and Franklin Regional will advance. The question is through what gymnasiums in the preliminary and first rounds. Preliminary bouts, Norwin will take on the City League champion. That match will take place on Tuesday at the WPIL champion site. The WPIL champion will wrestle the winner in the second match of that evening. For the WPIL runner-up, be that Connellsville or Norwin or Franklin Regional, we'll see how that works out. It's a trip to District 10 to take on the District 10 champion in the first round. This year, no consolation matches for first-round losers, and you don't get to make the trip to the championship site. Only the top eight quarterfinalists advance to the championship site, and this year that site is Altoona Area High School. The AA quarterfinals at 5 p.m., AAA quarterfinals Friday at 7 p.m., consolation round Saturday morning at 9, semifinals at 11, a second consolation round at 1, and then the championship and third place matches Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. at Altoona, and that is for both AA and AAA. Just want to pop in here and just check to be sure. They are at 139 pounds in Connellsville. Is going to try to storm back into the dual meet. They get a fall at the 139 pounds, so that's going to make it a 22-15 score. Franklin Regional with the lead. And again, they're going to go to 145. That will leave them three bouts to go, a 9-point lead for a 7-point lead, excuse me, for Franklin Regional going to the final three bouts. We have to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll do that next.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
In our WPIL third place match, our outstanding wrestler recognition, we're going to go to, we've been early in most of our dual meets today, but I'm going to go late in this bout with the opportunity to lock it down. Norwin leading 30-13. Thomas Jefferson in a position they had to win out. nor win any win the rest of the way. And Gage Mamie said, I'll take this on me. We'll get this over with. Gage Mamie, takedown in the first, and then started the second period on the bottom and quickly scored a reversal and turned Colby Angle underneath and pinned him in 2 minutes and 19 seconds. So just 19 seconds into the second after starting on the bottom. And I think Franklin Regional, by the way, just got a defensive foul. Pick that up here in a minute. Gage Mamie is our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. So if my math is right now, what was that, 22-15, so it's now 28-15. Did Franklin Regional just clinch the dual meet? 28-15, 13-point lead with two bouts to go. That's what my brain tells me. And if so, then Franklin Regional would win the WPIL championship and would host that opening, that preliminary and first-round action on Tuesday in the PIAA team tournament. Our coverage of the WPIL AAA Team Tournament Final Four has been brought to you in part by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, by Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice, choose Good Orthodontics, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up this evening here on the WJPA, we'll start on the road to March Madness as we tip off our coverage of college basketball with the best rivalry in the ACC, North Carolina and Duke. Pregame begins on WJPA AM via Westwood 1 at 6:15 from Cameron Indoor. Thanks to head coaches, the WPIL Wrestling Committee, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For director Dacia Skolnekovich, our producer Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament AAA third place match, your final score, Norwin 36, Thomas Jefferson 30. This has been a presentation for the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.